I think this is where apologetics can come in and partner with pastors. You know, the pastor was talking about, the early church in Corinth had no more than 100 people, because that's the largest building we found. Well, hey, I happen to know a person who's into apologetics of first century Holy Land stuff. Let's go talk to him and figure out what the Church of Corinth looked like. Well, let me tell you what the Church of Corinth looked like. Do you want to see orgies around every bend and they're stuck in the middle of all of it because they came from that and now they have to evangelize to it? Let's talk about the Church of Corinth.
Yeah.
And it's also where presuppositionalism can come in and be like, by what standard is man? By what standard is woman? And that's just anthropology of doctrine of God that your pastor is teaching.
Yeah.
But your pastor is teaching in a slightly different way. But this is you, church people, not office of apologists, because there's none. This is you having an interest in that, in rearing children. By what standard do we rear children? Yeah. By ministering to the dying. By what standard do you die well? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so this is the absolute area where the church builds the church, and it's not it's not this dissection of, oh, this is your area, this is your job. Some of the hardest gospel presentations I heard was the leader of the tech ministry giving it right before a simple little Bible study before Christmas service. Like, whoa, that was good. If I wasn't, I think I got doubly saved from that. But it's amazing to see the church when it operates as parts of the body, but still the body. But then also understanding that it's okay to have these roles. There are offices, there are leaders, there is distinction.
Giftings. Yeah.
Because it must be done in orderly fashion.
Yeah.
But it's not to say that you can't have, there's nothing that precludes a woman from knowing pastorship really well from a biblical standpoint. She just can't hold the office.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Done in order, and also it motivates men. Like, honestly, I really think it's the God telling man to not be lazy is where that comes from. And egalitarianism tends to go, all right, men, you can be lazy now. Okay, thank you. Ooh, good. Yep. My wife's co-pastoring with me now. She can do all the Star Wars sagas.
I'll say the thing, like, I middle schoolers and high schoolers, I don't know if y'all know this, but they like arguing. And so, man, like, that's why when I did an apologetic series with my youth group, they stinking loved it. Cause that's cat out of the bag. Actually, I asked Patrick to help me to teach them. And actually we did videos like these for the whole year, where basically he would introduce the concept, then the rest of the month I would kind of unpack that concept. We did Greg Kogel's tactics, because it's just a phenomenal starting point for apologetics. And they're still to this day, they'll always, like, you know, we'll say something and some student will look at me and be like, what do you mean by that? And then inevitably someone else will be like, how'd you come to that conclusion? And they love it. And they're using it on their, here's a funny thing. They're using it on their teachers too. Like, the teachers will say things that are a little bit not Christian. And they're like, okay, what do you mean by that? How'd you come to that conclusion? And they're using this, and like all their friends in the youth group are in the back of the room going, because they know what they're doing. And, but like, they love doing that. It's fun for them. It's not just, and why not take advantage of that by teaching them how to do it well? Like, okay, you love arguing. And I do that in my way of being like, okay, you don't want to just accept what I say. Great. Let's study the scriptures together and figure out what it says. Don't just take my word for it. Like, encourage them instead of like being afraid of the questions, be like, encourage them to do the Berean work of like, all right, let's look it up. But if I'm right, Like, if I'm right, then that's what the word says. We got to say that by what standard? By the word's standard, by God's standard. And you let them argue. I think that's the problem that sometimes I'm talking to parents of kids in my youth ministry. They're like, my kid's like, how do I tell them they're arguing with me? Yes, because that's the stage they're in. They want to argue with you. Let them argue, but teach them how to argue right and teach them how to argue while being respectful. Say like, hey, I appreciate your questions. Can you ask it in a different way? Like, we don't have to, like, don't, I think it's a mistake to treat your high schooler like a elementary kid. Like, you, they're different phases. You need to work with that. And I think apologetics is a hugely beneficial. Like, buy Tactics by Greg Kokel and read it. And hey, can I recommend a good podcast that went through it at one time who helped me to understand it really well? You can, listen, I think you guys have in a playlist, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And you can find it on the website, cavetothecross.com, right?
Correct.
And you can have them guide you through the book, and then you can do it with your kid. Do it with your high school or middle school student. Be like, all right, we're going to read this. We're going to talk about this, and we're going to practice it. We're going to argue with each other. We're going to ask by what standard. We're going to look at arguments that unbelievers bring and say, okay, how is this committing formal suicide, or how is this committing infanticide, or, you know, all those terms that he has, which are kind of fun. Like, this, I had a lot of fun going through that book with some of my students. Like, they had a lot of fun just picking apart arguments. It's a great way to, and it's a way that you're going to learn, and you don't have to be an expert to do it, because again, other people have done it. You just have to use the resources that are available to you. You don't have to come up with your own apologetics course. You can use Cave to the Cross leading you through Tactics, and that's going to be great. I plan on doing that when my kids are older.
Yeah, definitely. Five screens on, each with different accounts, each liking, commenting, subscribing. I mean, right. It'll probably be on Rumble by that time, but you know.
That's right.